Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the September 11th, 2023 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5:02 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any item in this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. I have a... Nope. I'm going to do roll call. May I have the roll call? Vice Chair Bozeman.
Present.
Vice Chair Bozeman. Commissioner Gasaus.
Present.
Commissioner Paul.
Present.
Commissioner Pliego.
Present.
Commissioner Scanlon is excused. Chair Lee.
Present.
Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you. So the next item is the Historical Society report on current events. Ms. Sloan will give the presentation.
Okay, commissioners. Mr. Solomon and town team. Solemn day for the United States, so thank you all for your patriotism and honor on today. First of all, I would like to do shout outs to the town for so many helpful things this summer. As we mentioned in June, for the memorial tree planted at Steam Pump Ranch, in honor of our deceased former president, longtime supporter of the Oro Valley Historical Society, and great-grandson of George Push, Henry Zipf. The tree looks great. It's doing well. Secondly, for beginning a senior citizen gadget guidance course to help us seniors navigate computers, smartphones, etc. The Parks and Rec Department team have helped me, as Secretary of the Oro Valley Historical Society, navigate many steps with my computer to help me be able to communicate more effectively within and outside of Oro Valley Historical Society supporters to keep Oro Valley history alive. We still need help with Facebook and websites, so if any of y'all know anybody, you just let me know. And very exciting, we the town got the Oro Valley Historical Society involved in a Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Project Area grant to place a sign at Steam Pump Ranch, which will inform visitors about this very crucial historic and cultural landscape. Our themes for the sign will include desert farming, streams in the desert, Spanish and Mexican frontier, ranching traditions, and Native American lifeways. We submitted our articles at the end of June. We are working on getting pictures that have their sharpness requirements and waiting to see the next steps. And finally, we appreciate the town permitting us to provide some form of history and entertainment, which I am calling edutainment, on October 14th when the next family campout occurs at Steam Pump Ranch. We've got some ideas in the works, so that'll be fun. So, that's the town. What's the society been up to? We have finished a huge project of cataloging items and artifacts and resources in our collection. Another thing to thank the town for, permitting us to use the little office in the push house, even when the children camps were going on this summer, because the tack room without lights and AC would have been hell this summer. So thank you. We received a donation from the Monrad family, which will enable us to purchase a safe location for Jim Creek meteorite collection. We printed a new brochure, thanks to Sherry Gray's photography, and now you all have one. I know that's got to be exciting for you. We had Gertrude Push's very old steamer trunk restored, thanks to Joe Frenea. This has been on our wish list for years, and one of our members was able to do it. We applied for a grant from the Arizona Historical Society and should hear back from them this month. OV Style has published and will continue to publish historical articles. We provide them on a monthly basis. We will restart a relationship with the Love blog on a monthly basis beginning this month after their summer hiatus. We have revitalized our relationship with the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, Visit Tucson, and received a nice donation from Intelligent Office, a virtual office space and business address located on Innovation Park Drive. So if any of you are working from home and you need an address and somebody to answer the phone and you're not there, give them a call, Intelligent Office. We have reached out to local grade schools to entice teachers of the third and fifth grades to include the OVHS in their teachings when they get to the Arizona History curriculum. We will be making a presentation to all the third grade classes at Innovation Academy at the end of this month, with the potential of two more in January and February. We reached out to Luke Howell, teacher of graphic design and video production at Ironwood Ridge High School, to ascertain the possibility of a student intern to help us complete oral presentations from some longtime Oro Valley residents. This is a project that the town had asked us to partner with them 2 years ago. There have been some issues, and we're hoping that there's finally an end in sight, because a senior in Mr. Howell's class is taking on the assignment as a community project. So we are thrilled. We believe people will be interested in hearing some histories from Barbara McIntyre, great-granddaughter of George Push, Dick Johnson, a former interim mayor, and his wife Roxy, whose parents were homesteaders here, and Dick Egerding, who has been involved in just about everything the town has to offer. Our former president, Jim Williams, has published a new book, Oro Valley, the First 50 Years. That could have ended everything. Lovely, right? And being the historical gurus that I know you are, I know you'll want to own this book. It's available on Amazon, but buy it from the Historical Society because you will be helping us. The mayor has already purchased one, and when he purchased it, he said, I'm sure everybody at HPC will want one for their own, or something like that. You can purchase it any Saturday from 9 to noon at our booth at the farmer's market. We're also re-involved with the Jim Click raffle. You can get tickets on our website or Saturdays at our booth. We have opened our board meetings to anyone who's interested in coming, and they're now being held the fourth Thursday of every month at the Oro Valley Library at 2 p.m. So come have fun with us. And I've saved the best for last. The Oro Valley Historical Society has our full schedule ready to go for the Push House exhibits from now until April. And this is for you to put on your refrigerator so that you, too, can see what we're doing every month. We'd love to have you join us anytime. And I don't know if I should say this now or later, but the William Adler Historical Writing Contest you're going to be talking about tonight, on page 3, resource 2, there's an item in there about being able to use steam pump branch as a resource for them. We're open every Saturday, not just the second Saturdays. So if you can make that change when you're going over that. Thank you all very much for your attention and your support, and have a great meeting.
Thank you very much. The next item is department report on current events. Mr. Jankowski, do you have anything to report today?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. It's been a little while since we all got together, so I do have a number of updates. So a lot of it's really good news. I'm going to share some extremely good news here at the end, which I just found out about this weekend. So a little bit of teaser for everybody there. We'll start with July 18th. Over this past summer, we had a ribbon cutting over at Steam Pump Ranch to celebrate the completion of the barbecue and bunkhouse projects on the property. This work began this past March and was completed on schedule as well as on budget. Poster Murto McDonald was the architect, and the Chase Building team was the JOC contractor on the project. We did the ribbon cutting in July. We have finished up some of the painting. We anticipate that being done tomorrow, and then the project itself will be completely finished. So that will be another piece of the Steam Pump Ranch property that is open and available for the community to come and visit and use. We also, at the end of July, wrapped up another very successful summer for the department. This was our largest summer to date and included 3 individual all-day camps produced by the department, as well as an additional 11 camps that were contracted. The department also hosted an incredibly successful July 4th event at JDK Park with over 5,000 members of the community attending. And one of the things we like to do at the end of each summer is put together a little bit of a fact sheet. So I've got some fun facts for you. We had self-produced camps at all 3 of our facilities. At the Aquatic Center, we had over 285 youth attend Camp Splash for the summer. We had 9,600 drop-in visits, 3,200 participants in our $5 Sunday Family Fun Day promotion. We had 7,700 member visits from people who have Aquatic Center-only memberships. There were 24,000 trips down the water slide and 1,000 hours of operation during this summer. At the Community and Recreation Center, we awarded $4,200 for youth scholarship recipients within the community. There were 11,700 snacks consumed, 1,325 total registration for camps at the Community and Recreation Center. They spent 90 hours swimming at the Camp SPF pool. 5,850 ounces of sunscreen were applied. 3,275 crafts were made, and 162,000 pickleballs were hit. At Steam Pump Ranch Camp, there was 1 nestling greater roadrunner taken to wildlife rehabilitation. 135 new nature education activities and lessons were created by SPR staff. We had over 450 camp registrations for Steam Camp, and it was officially a 4-snake summer there at Steam Pump Ranch. Anytime we find a snake on the property, we relocate them over to the wash. So it's probably 1 snake 4 times over the course of 8 weeks. But again, a very, very successful summer. Some additional projects that took place. There was an ADA ramp and parking improvements at the Push Ridge property, which were completed at the start of August. This project provided improved ADA access to the second floor tennis shop, as well as a pathway to the golf pro shop that's technically on the ground floor, as well as a stop off on the patio area. The parking lot improvements included new striping as well as larger handicap spaces. To keep kind of parking improvements going, there was an expansion at the Community and Recreation Center parking lot, which was completed the second week in August, a full 2 months ahead of schedule. This added an extra 130 paved parking spaces and has assisted with watershed in the former dirt lot area. The Naranja Park expansion project remains on schedule. In the month of July, stolons were planted on the new sports fields, which have established and grown well, and new lighting has been installed. Those are some of the things you can see just from driving into the park. There's still a large area that is currently closed, but work is continuing to move forward with that. The splash pad as well as the skate park and pump track are close to finalized with designs, and we'll begin construction on those relatively soon. I know Ms. Sloan alluded to this as well, but we're continuing to work with the Oro Valley Historical Society and the Santa Cruz River Heritage Project for a signage grant and installation over at the Steam Pump Ranch property. We are also working on scheduling a meeting to discuss the Steam Pump Ranch Ramada and replacements for the damaged structure. While we were apart, we had a ribbon cutting over at Steam Pump Ranch for the barbecue building, and then less than a week later, we had some vandalism occur where our Ramada structure was vandalized and run into. So we have that former damaged structure taken down, but we'll be meeting hopefully in the coming weeks with Pima County, the Heirloom Farmers Market, and the Oro Valley Historical Society to determine what would be best to replace the former structure in keeping with the spirit and theme of the ranch itself. And then big news, we received word at the end of August that we were awarded a grant through Arizona State Parks, but actually on Saturday I did receive the draft agreement letter. The town was awarded $1 million from the Land Water Conservation Fund grant submission for the Naranja Park Skate Park and Pump Track project. So this is something that was about a 2-month grant to submit. Went through a couple of reviews, and ultimately we just got the word on Saturday that it was awarded to us. So we'll be moving through that project. This should free up some funds to either do more improvements over to Naranja Park or possibly expand the bond funding that we have had. But $1 million into the Parks and Recreation Department for this is a pretty substantial amount and the largest grant that we can remember receiving. So all very good news. It's been a very busy summer. So that is my report, Chair. Back to you.
Chair Lee, may I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
So Deputy Commissioner, just a point of clarification, and it's a little bit related to the snakes. The 162,000, those were not pickleballs. Those were hits on pickleballs, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. More than a few pickleballs, but they were hit a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. The next item on our agenda is the Council Liaison Report on Current Events. Council Member Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
All right, thank you. No, I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Solomon. Now we'll open to we'll open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. I have one blue speaker card for Mr. Tim Terrace. If you would state your name and whether you are a town resident for the record, you have 3 minutes.
I just bought one of those books, so they're pretty good. I recommend them. Committee members, thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. My name is Tim Terrace. I am an Oro Valley resident, and I'm representing a neighborhood group known as the Concordia Buena Vista Group. Our home is located in Linda Vista Citrus Estates, track number 2, our topic for this evening. We are bordered on all sides by Oro Valley Estates, Campo Bello, Shadow Mountain Estates, and Shadow Mountain Estates East, per the picture, the handout there. With that in mind, our purpose here is to highlight the guidelines set forth in the Oro Valley General Plan, the Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, and the Rock Art Ranch and Residence Report. All of these areas are addressed in the aforementioned plans and report. These are basically centered on the intersection of Calle Concordia and Calle Buena Vista and includes the original site of the beginning of Oro Valley, which is known as 680 the Maintenance Yard these days. I'm sure everybody's familiar with it. Local author and historian Jim Williams has written 2 books, Claiming the Desert and Oro Valley, the First 50 Years. Both are excellent town history. The CBV group has requested data from OV Planning and Zoning after talking to Ms. Jankowski and Mr. Vella to determine the age of various structures in the Linda Vista Citrus Estates tract to establish historical qualifications. We request the body review these plans, other available material, and pertinent documents, and then forward to the Town Council and the Planning and Zoning Office your explanation and justification to bring Linda Vista Citrus Estates tract, that's a lot of words, into the town's historical fold. We believe the commission can and should protect this portion of the Oro Valley history. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and now seeing no more cards, I will close call to the audience and move on to our consent agenda. Review and approval of the June 5th, 2023 meeting minutes. I move to approve the June 5th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Ksaus. Do we have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, The motion is passed. Next item on the agenda is the regular session agenda item number 2, discussion regarding the expectations of reporting on the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan. We talked about this last in June, this recent June, and we went over some ideas and kind of expectations, and then and everyone knows their assignments already. So I'm not sure. I guess we'll open this up to any other discussion or further questions you might have regarding, you know, that may have come from our last meeting. Anybody?
Chair, if I may, I know I think in part of our discussion with regards to this item was in the review of the Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, while some of these sections are not necessarily lengthy, they do cite a number of documents that make up the appendices of this. So as we go through the as you all go through the process of reviewing the Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, the reference materials, you would be able to make recommendations or review those reference materials if you feel it may take some effort to update and revise those as a part of the process which you go through.
Yeah, and I think that's the bulk, like we talked about last time, that'll be the bulk of the updates, really. And then we had just a bit of a discussion beforehand about things like, you know, spelling and grammatical errors or hyperlinks. I don't know that we need to spend too much time on the mechanics of writing and whatnot, and especially the links. I think when we look through those amendments or the appendices and come up with our recommendations, those links will just inherently have to change anyway, because, you know, they'll point to updated documents and whatnot.
Chair Lee?
Yes.
So I don't know if you are aware, but I did read the minutes and saw that I had an assignment, and I did, I did take a stab at that and sent that summary to Deputy Commissioner Jankowski. So I'm not saying I'm done, but at least I've started.
No, I understand. I saw a copy of that. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then we had talked about earlier, I think, presenting, and correct me if I'm wrong, according to our email traffic, it was November time frame when we would discuss that at that meeting.
Yes, I believe so. That provided us a little bit of a buffer through the end of the year. Part of the reason in scheduling it during that time frame is if through the review, there is something that does need to be updated report wise, that can tie to a budget request for the upcoming fiscal year, or we can at least get it on the schedule to begin asking for funds to have one of these reports updated, if need be.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. And then on the next page of the agenda, the assignments are listed. So just in case anybody has a question or a conflict or concerns, looks like future meetings we have, our future meetings are listed here. October 2nd, November 6th. That November 6th meeting would be the when we talk about these things. And then December 4th, and it looks like the November or December meeting is when we'll determine the 2024 meeting dates.
That's correct, Chair Lee.
Did you have a question, Commissioner Paul?
Yes, I did. So what are we doing, or what are we supposed to be doing? I mean, maybe everybody else already knows. I missed a couple meetings. I apologize.
At that meeting?
No, with the review.
So the review is we have an annual requirement to review the Cultural Heritage and Preservation Plan. And so this is part of that review process. We look through, we, you know, provide feedback to the town on updates that may be necessary.
And are each of us doing that individually, or are we doing that? I understand we have individual assignments. Are we bringing it to a meeting and discussing it, Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's what we'll do at that meeting. We'll present our findings in that meeting.
Thanks.
Do we have further discussion, Commissioner Plago?
Can you remind me if my section is section one?
Sure can. Commissioner Plago, section one, public participation in Heritage Foundation.
Can you remind me where to find that?
Actually, let me find the exact document.
Or you can email it to me if you'd like.
Oh, I can email it to you, and I was just going to read the title of it to you if I want, but I can email it to you. It's easy to do, too. Okay. I'll find the PDF and send it right over. And Deputy Commissioner Bozeman, did you have comments, concerns, Vice Commissioner?
Chair Lee, what is Commissioner Paul, I do apologize, was also absent, and I did not receive my topics as well.
Commissioner Vice Chair Bozeman, rather, Section 2, Historic Steam Pump Ranch.
Thank you so kindly. Yes.
Commissioner Casaus, comments, concerns, questions?
I'm good, thanks.
And then Commissioner Paul, I think we've had your feedback already.
Well, as much as I'm aware of what I'm supposed to be doing, correct. And I think actually Deputy Commissioner Jankowski addressed a couple of my questions in my review, which was things that were cited that I was not able to look at.
Chair Lee, could you please email me that information as well?
Sure will.
Thank you so much.
Pending no further discussion, we'll move on to the regular session agenda item number 3, discussion and selection of topics for the William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest for local fourth grade students, and by local we mean Amphitheater School District students. I want to kick the discussion off just by saying in the previous meeting when we talked about topics for this essay contest, we did float the idea of using past topics. And Mr. Jankowski had mentioned that the staff works through and makes sure that the topics are well-written and applicable or relevant. And so looking back over the past, at least a couple years I looked at, the 2018 and I think the 2020 contests, I heard we didn't have much, there wasn't much participation from the district. It was a COVID year in 2020 especially. So that, considering that and the age group of the kids, how they've, you know, the majority of them are, you know, a little older now and out of fourth grade, I think it'd be safe to recycle at least some portion of both of those sets, the 2018 and 2020 that I've seen. Sets of questions. If anybody wants to hear them or want to talk about those, I recommend just kind of reusing those since they've already been worked and tested, so to speak.
I have a question, Chair Lee. Is it just for fourth grade students alone, or is the grade specified?
It is. In the instructions that we've had, you know, in carrying on the past efforts, it was fourth grade Amphitheater School students.
Thank you so much.
And I believe it's that way because the learning standards, the fourth grade learning standards, it fits into that school year, Arizona. So any discussion on recycling the topics, or did you have new topics that you would like to present? I think we're going to actually make that motion tonight, right? We're going to determine those topics tonight.
So first of all, I do not have any great new ideas, so I'm deficient on that count as well. But I do support your idea of recycling. I had taught a senior design course, and that is what we did. New students every 4 years. I mean, new students every year. So new to them may seem same to us, but right. New to them. So I support your idea.
Commissioner Kristaus, do you have any? Want to throw something out there, or are you okay with using the previous stuff?
I'm okay with recycling. My bigger question would be, what kind of turnout did we have? My question is, what kind of participation levels did we have with those questions? I don't know if that would impact the participation level for the kids, or if it's no longer as relevant as it could be.
So the content is still relevant. They're pretty decent sets of questions, of course. And then I can read off a few of them from the 2020. But Mr. Jankowski, I think you mentioned the number, right?
Well, yes, Chairlee. We have typically not gotten a lot of participation with this. It's not really specific to the questions from what we found. It's usually just the participation numbers and trying to get some help from the schools themselves. I know when Chairlee and I discussed this, him being by profession a teacher, he had some ideas on how to increase participation associated with that.
I happen to work for the school district, and I've talked to the communications person for the district, so she's on board with it. I told her in a few months when we come up with the topics, I'd get it out there. So I intend to kind of help to drive it and learn from this year and maybe carry it on to next year and increase participation. But since it had already been started, I thought it's a great way to advocate understanding of Oral Valley and continue something that had been started in honor of Mr. Adler. So would anybody like to hear the topics from the pre... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Chair, I was just going to mention, typically this is something that was done towards the end of the school year, so we're changing the time frame of the year, too, to see if maybe that would assist with some participation. Doing it closer to the beginning of the school year, plates might not be quite so full.
Oh, and I'm sorry, and before I go on, Commissioner or Vice Chair Bozeman, did you have any comments on the recycling?
Recycling is fine. I agree with it. I was just brainstorming here while everyone was talking. And I do have a topic that perhaps be simple for fourth graders. Oral Valley, then and now, up to 2023 perhaps. Maybe start from 1874 to the present.
Okay, Commissioner.
Specifically, the early settlers. Again, brainstorming.
Commissioner Pliego, did you have?
Yes, I believe that 2024 is the 50th anniversary of the town's founding, and I wondered if maybe we could replace the athlete question with something about the 50 years, which might bring more recognition of that in itself.
Which question did you're looking at?
I'm looking at essay topics for Adler Historical, the first one being the arts, the second cattle breeds, and the third an athlete.
Yeah, let me find. I have two sets, so I need to find that one. Oh, right here. You said the athlete one, right? And you said replace which one?
Replace number three, the athlete, with the 50-year. Recognition.
Okay, and so looking at these two, the arts one and the cattle breeds, that was number one and number two, and then you said replace the third one. Let me read three others to everyone and see how this might fit in with Commissioner Bozeman's and Commissioner Pliego's recommendations. Oral Valley is known for its abundant wildlife. How have wildlife populations changed since the Ho'okam culture inhabited southern Arizona? That was question number one. in the 2019-2020 contest. The second one was, who was Francisco Romero? Where did he settle, and what challenges did he and his family encounter? And so that speaks to the, you know, more specifically to the Oro Valley's history. And then describe the shape of the Hohokam ball court, its probable uses, and how you think the games may have been played. And there's some other details to those questions, but that's the gist of it. Would either three of those be a suitable replacement for number three, does anyone think?
I think number three would be a good replacement for number three.
The Hohokam ball court, okay. Vice Chair Bozeman?
Could you read the entire topic, please, again, Chairlee, in its entirety?
Yeah, question one was, Oro Valley is known for its abundant wildlife. So the question asks how wildlife populations have changed since the Hohokam culture, for the past 2,000 years. And then who is Francisco Romero? Where did he settle, and what challenge did he face?
Is there any way possible that include plant life? Prickly pear, what's the other cacti?
And then there's mesquite.
Yes.
My enemy.
Yes. Include the plant life, because I think that's quite relevant, especially in Oro Valley, in Arizona, but especially in this area.
Or maybe it's not the mesquite. I'm just referring to allergies.
No. I read that some was mesquite, but especially the different types of cacti.
Was that to go along with the wildlife change, or I was trying to figure out where you want, or is that a different one?
Inclusive, somehow. Yes, inclusive, somehow, with the wildlife and the plant life.
Considering the 50-year anniversary thing coming up next year?
Yes.
And then to make it a little more Oro Valley specific, could we hang on to the plant life one and until later, and then focus more like the you had the settler idea? I think the Francisco Romero question fits that super well. And then also ties into the 50-year anniversary. And then on the first two that Commissioner Pliego referenced, the arts piece, Oro Valley is currently known for its appreciation of the arts. How is this a continuation of the ancient tradition in this area? This gets kids potentially out and about in Oro Valley and has them identify, has them compare and contrast with ancient cultures as well. So if we go with Francisco Romero, the appreciation of the arts question, and then maybe the cattle breeds. What cattle breeds did George Push raise at Steam Pump Ranch? Commissioner Casals has mentioned 4-H, has brought up some 4-H ideas for Steam Pump Ranch in the past. That would fit that as well. So if I'd recommend those three questions as the three, unless anybody has great heartburn. I think that covers the most common ideas.
Chairlee, so again, I think that's a good suggestion. I think it's important. Remember, these are fourth graders. So, you know, we're not going to get dissertations on abstract subjects. And, you know, my two cents is being very specific, like in the case of Romero. I mean, that is a person. That's, you know, an identifiable person. So to the extent, you know, that helps encourage involvement, that's probably a good thing. And then just a quick sidebar on involvement, and Chairlee, this is really a question for you. Do you think a challenge is at the student level or at the teacher level? So is it more trying to get the teachers engaged, and therefore we need to think about topics that help them engage their students, or is it, well, we need to think about things that the kids might be interested in? Or is it both?
That's a good question. And it is a combination of both, but as far as teachers go, having the time to get them, giving them the time, rather, to be able to plan ahead and work it into the curriculum, I think is the greatest challenge for them. And then the reminders. Mr. Jankowski mentioned that, you know, bringing it up too far in advance kind of allows it to drop off their radars unless someone in district pushes out a reminder occasionally. So that's where I think I could probably help. And these questions are, you know, they may seem complex. I think the teachers, but I'll just remind everybody, they've been used before. That's why we're recycling. And then the teachers can, you know, adapt. And we have, we're grading, I believe. So we have pretty lenient in our assessment of these things. So did that answer your question?
It does. And so I return to what I started with. I think what you're proposing is good.
And then just to remind everybody, these attachments are out there and on the website and around, so I can make sure these get out to everybody as well. So I'm taking two from the agenda attachment that we had today, taking the first two questions from that, and then the second question from the 2019-2020 Historical Writing Contest. And just to remind everybody, it's the Appreciation of the Arts and Connection with Ancient Arts, the cattle breeds at George Push, I'm sorry, at Steam Pump Ranch, and then Francisco Romero and where he settled. So that's the bulk of those three questions. Commissioner Casals, did you comment on those?
Frankly, the second question about cattle breeds is slightly off-putting. I know it's attempting to dig into the culture a bit, but I think Commissioner Bozeman brought up a while ago that we had the Buffalo Soldiers impact and other impacts that could be more meaningful, yet still target a very specific area of history that we want the students to research. So I don't know if there's a way to incorporate some of that in a more specific manner as opposed to just cattle breeds.
Okay, so understanding that Mr. Jankowski said that the staff can work some of these questions so we don't spend too much more time here digging this in, I think tonight we'll have two for sure, and then the third one we'll have, we'll want to develop a question about the Buffalo Soldiers and their impact in the area.
I agree with Buffalo Soldiers.
So yes, Chair, the commission could vote on two questions and then we bring back a third for your essentially your approval.
Perfect. That's what we'll do then. So let's just vote on the two then, unless there's further discussion. Asking who is Francisco Romero, and then the arts and today's arts and connection with ancient arts. So those, do we have discussion on those two questions? Or should I ask, do we have approval on those two?
Chair Lee, in terms of the arts question, is that you want to be more specific maybe with Native American and combine Native American art as well as Hispanic art?
So the question asked previously, Oro Valley is currently known for its appreciation of the arts. How is this appreciation a continuation of ancient tradition in this area? It just says ancient tradition. What art forms did the Ho'okam leave for us to appreciate? Identify and describe three of the area's prehistoric art forms. So I'm going to read the two questions and then I'll move for approval. Question number one. For question number one, Oral Valley is currently known for its appreciation of the arts. How is this appreciation a continuation of ancient tradition in the area, in this area? And then what art forms did the Ho'okam leave for us to appreciate, identify, and describe three of the area's prehistoric art forms? So that's the task. Second question is, who is Francisco Romero? Where did he settle? And what challenges did he and his family encounter? Consider food, clothing, shelter, water, and threats to their safety. So those are the two questions that I'll ask for us to move on tonight, understanding that Mr. Jankowski will present us a third question at the next meeting for approval.
So move.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Commissioner Paul moved and Vice Chair Bozeman seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, the motion is passed. And as that's the last item on our agenda, I guess I'll move for adjournment at 5:47 p.m.
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Casals. I apologize. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.